Hey everybody, welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living artfully and well. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess. Let's get this party started. Hey my friends, how are you? I am doing so good. And did you notice there's like a new intro and new music? And I wish I could tell you that it's because it was so well planned out. But the truth is, I got a new computer and all of my old recordings are somewhere in the cloud, lost. I can't find them. So this forced me to do something new, which is great because this little jingle is more my style anyway. So, gosh, where do I even start? It's been such a crazy, amazing summer. So many positive things are happening at French Kiss Life, which you're going to find out about really, really soon. I cannot wait. I'm so excited. But on a personal level, good stuff happening as well. My daughter is moving to Nashville, Tennessee. Yeehaw! I'm so excited though. She is going to be moving in mid-September. So the fall is looking really busy for me. I'm going to be moving her and then going to Europe to have my French Kiss Life retreat in Paris. And then I'm going to be traveling around with some girlfriends. We're going to Portugal. Never been. Have you been to Portugal? Tell me everything. What should I know? Okay, enough about me. Let's talk about you and us. I want to talk about the number one killer of charm, plus six signs to know if you might just be guilty. So a few weeks ago, I was sitting at a bar waiting for my friend. We were going to meet up for happy hour. And while I was waiting on her, I was able to do one of my favorite things, which is eavesdrop. Yes, I know it's a little creepy, but I do it for several reasons. Number one, I find it entertaining, and it often gives me a lot of ideas and material to write about, and I learned so much about human dynamics. And most importantly, I learn what not to do in social situations. So back to sitting at the bar, I'm sitting there and there's this couple beside me who were obviously on a first date. And the conversation went like this. The guy said, "So, how long have you lived here?" And then the girl went on to give about a 10-minute nonstop talk. And I was just thinking, oh my gosh, bless her heart. Because I could tell by reading the guy's body language that he was bored to tears. And, you know, I was too, to be quite honest. And so as I sat there sipping on my champagne, I started to think about how I used to be that girl. And I understand all too well the mindset that drives nonstop talking or long-winded answers or a lot of fidgeting. The truth is, I used to be a very socially awkward and anxious person. So as a result, I've definitely had my own fair share of social faux pas. And thankfully, that's not the case any longer. I take that back. I still have social faux pas, but they're not as often. Let's just put it that way. Today, I truly am a woman who feels at ease and confident in every room I enter, from a honky-tonk joint to the Palais Garnier Opera House. So how did I turn it all around? It's called charm. Now, before y'all start rolling your eyes, listen up. I know the word gets a bad rap because on one hand, it can be seen as some kind of magical spell that you put onto people in order to get your way. That's not charm. That's called manipulation. This is not the kind of charm I'm talking about. On the other hand, it can conjure up thoughts of very elegant, exclusive, and bourgeoisie, Emily Post-type social formalities and finishing schools. And while these can make a woman appear charming, these outward skills don't make a woman feel charming. Big, big difference. Yes, at one time I took an etiquette class, and while I did learn how to offer up the firmest handshake a girl can give, I still struggled with being with people. So I'm not talking about that kind of charm either. The charm I speak about is about having a radiant presence, a confidence so deep, and a curiosity so playful that you leave others wondering, who is that lady? Back then, I was not that lady, my friend. And quite honestly, I was so sick and tired of leaving social situations and replaying the events in my head. Have you ever done that? You leave and you think, oh my gosh, I wish I would have done this different or that different. And it's just exhausting. And I was also sick and tired of always feeling like I didn't belong and avoiding difficult conversations like the plague and watching everybody else have fun, receiving the invites and laughing around the table and really seeming to enjoy it all. So I set out to do something about it. I discovered that charm isn't a gene that only a few possess. It's a skill that any woman can learn. I find it really fascinating that as women, we're taught so many skills. We go to school and we learn history and calculus and English, and then we learn how to balance a checkbook and how to cook a meal. But no one has really taught us one of the most important skills that can make or break every area of your life, and that is how to charm people. And I know that without charm, life is a whole lot harder, because no matter what you desire, a job promotion, a new romance, to make more money, to have better relationships, interacting with others is always part of the equation. But with charm, life really does become a grand party. So let me ask you something, just lady to lady. Wouldn't you love to be that charming woman who has your phone blowing up with invites to dinners and parties and events, who draws people toward you like a moth on a flame, who knows how to respond to any situation you may encounter with confidence and grace? Wouldn't you love to possess the ability to influence people simply by managing your own presence? What about having a community and network of first-class people? I certainly did. And that's why I realized I needed to learn amazing people skills, because successful people understand the power of charm. You know, many people think that it's appearance or talent or IQ that will advance your career and your life. But you and I both know that there are many beautiful, smart, and talented people who are not able to achieve what they desire. So if it's not their looks or their intellect, why do they struggle? I think it's because they lack social confidence and the ability to influence and win people over. You know, success is something that we all must define for ourselves, but no matter what your definition is, relationships are the key to a prosperous and joyful life. So in order to achieve your goals, you must learn how to powerfully connect with others. You need to know how to feel confident no matter who's in the room. No more walking into rooms with people who are quote unquote more successful than you and feeling less than. That is not charming. And the truth of it is, every room you walk into, you have something to offer. And that's what I want for you to see within yourself. So are you ready to learn the art of charm? Yes, let's do it. Because the first thing that you have to tackle is the hardest. It's the first thing I had to tackle. And this is the number one killer of charm. And that is, drumroll, the need to be liked. Crazy, right? But it's fascinating that when you try so hard to be liked, you are less likable. And I think it's human nature for us to want to be liked. We want to have a sense of belonging, but you all, we can take it way too far. Or at least I will speak for myself. And when we do, we push others away. The irony, right? During the height of my like me years were the years I least liked myself. Now I understand why. Instead of being genuine, I was constantly being a chameleon. I had so many versions of myself that I couldn't even keep up with me. So I was always trying to be who I thought this group wanted me to be and this group who they wanted me to be. And it's crazy making. So instead of caring for myself emotionally, I was outsourcing my emotional life to others. Please, please, please like me so I can like myself. Not very attractive, right? I'm sort of embarrassed that I had this issue, but I did. And I can tell you that this is not how it works. What this does is drain the people around you. They're like, whoa, this woman wants way too much from me. And you'll notice that people will just back away. And I know I'm not alone. In coaching women for a decade now, I have seen firsthand how this thing just wreaks havoc on our lives. You know, this is probably in the top three things that I coach women around. And it doesn't just impact your relationships. Think about all of the things that you avoid doing because you are afraid of being judged, that you are afraid of being rejected, because you want people to like you. Wanting to be liked holds you back in your life. And in social situations, it makes us act insane. I can remember walking into rooms and I was at one of two spectrums. I would either be over the top, like so much chaotic energy, or I would be running to the bathroom trying to hide. And it caused me a lot of suffering. And it does the exact opposite of what you want to achieve. But when you get over it, girlfriend, you are on the road to sweet and glorious freedom. I want you to seriously think about that. If you were not concerned with being liked, how would you show up in your life? Think of all of the things that you would do, the places you would go. I sound like Dr. Seuss right now, but truly, think about how wanting to be liked holds you back. So if you're wondering if you're trying too hard to be liked, let me give you six signs that you just might be guilty. So the first sign is you say yes when you really mean no. You say yes to being on the board, even though you'd rather be at home planting a garden. You agree to host Thanksgiving dinner for the entire family, all 20 of them, even though you'd prefer to go away for a holiday weekend with just you and your husband. I once agreed to bake 100 cookies for a group my daughter belonged to, even though she didn't want to be a part of the group. And I hated baking cookies. Why? Because I wanted to be liked by all of the it moms. Gosh, just saying that sort of creeps me out now because I'm so far from that woman. But that's what wanting to be liked will cause a woman to do. But charming people, they say no a lot. And guess what? People respect them for it. Second sign that you may be guilty of wanting to be liked is that you say no when you really mean yes. You don't book the trip because you're afraid of what your family will think, even though they live 10 states away. You don't wear the dress because it may be too much. My friend Jill took her kids to a roller skating party. All the parents were standing on the sidelines watching the kids have a blast. Her 8-year-old daughter just begged her to skate with her, but Jill said no, because she wanted to fit in with the other parents who were on the sidelines having a boring time. This haunts Jill to this day. She regrets not saying yes to her daughter. And deep down, she wanted to say yes to her wanting to skate. So what charming people do is they do what they want to do, and they inspire others because of it. Here's the third sign. You act like a crazy person when you're around people. I have morphed into so many different interesting characters in rooms of people where I wanted their approval so bad. And it caused me to do crazy things like fidgeting, like I was going through withdrawals, or talking so fast that I couldn't even keep up with my own words, or literally running away to the bathroom mid-conversation because I felt so out of place, or talking about myself nonstop. Do you know how boring that is? No one wants to hear about me all the time. Maybe my dogs do. I talk to my dogs all the time. But again, wanting to be liked causes you to act insane. What charming people do, they're calm and collected. They're like James Bond in groups of people because they have nothing to prove and everything to give. Here's a fourth sign that you may be guilty of wanting to be liked. You lack healthy boundaries. Lori is a client of mine, and she recently got married, and she came home to find her mother-in-law cleaning her kitchen. And this isn't the first time. I'm laughing because we've laughed often about this, but she's always showing up uninvited to their home and meddling in their marriage. But Lori wants so badly for her mother-in-law to like her. So she keeps putting up with this kind of behavior, even though she's building resentment. So whether it's a coworker who monopolizes your time or a friend who takes advantage of your generosity, at the core of this behavior is your need to be liked. But what charming people do, they understand that they need some big fences around their lives. So they reset fence posts often. And while they may choose to love you, sometimes they choose to love you from afar. Okay, fifth sign that you may be guilty of wanting to be liked. You don't ask for help. In our quest to be liked, we help everyone else and we refuse to ask for help ourselves. We don't want to burden others or risk rejection. So we exhaust ourselves trying to be everything to everyone. But what charming people do, they know that people love to help out and that a beautiful life is not a one-man show. So they ask for help, which actually makes them more charming. Here's the sixth and final sign that you may just be guilty of wanting to be liked. You don't take a stand. With one group, your opinion is X, and another group, it's Y. Because you want to be liked by everyone, you become vanilla. And we know that most people would really prefer something a little more exotic, like sea salt caramel, or at the very least, a vanilla bean from Madagascar. Or even vanilla made from cream from a small dairy farmer in Vermont. Anyway, when I started my business, I was that vanilla girl. I didn't want to repel people, so I took the comfy and very boring road of keeping my beliefs neutral. I didn't get a lot of love nor hate. I just got crickets. I got nothing. But this was me. I was so afraid of having an opinion and taking a stand that I would just morph into whoever I thought people wanted me to be. I swear I would probably try to change nationalities and become Chinese or Korean or Swedish, depending on who was in the room. But back to my business. When I started unapologetically sharing my love of France, how what you wear actually really matters, and my quest to find great handbags and my love of luxury, when I started just sharing what I truly, truly loved, everything changed, my friend, everything. There were people and still are who think I'm very materialistic and shallow, but there are also a lot more women who can relate. And I naturally began to attract people who liked me for me, not some crazy, insane version. And I've come to understand that I would rather be hated for who I am than to be liked for someone that I'm not. So what charming people do is that they know what they value and what they believe. And when they walk into a room, they know their purpose, they know what they stand for, and they aren't afraid to share it. However, they don't argue their points. They value their happiness over being right. So my friend, if you want to be more charming, you must break the habit of wanting to be liked. And I get it. It is so uncomfortable to risk rejection and disapproval. But do you know what's even more hard? Rejecting yourself over and over again, all the while disapproving of yourself. This is why learning the art of charm will be one of the most amazing gifts you will ever give yourself. Because when you think about the definition of charm, it means to arouse admiration and to delight greatly. And my journey to charm has been about being that person to myself, meaning really delighting in who I am and admiring myself so that when I walk into a room, I need nothing and have so much to give. I don't need people to like me in order for me to feel good about myself because I know that I'm the one who gets to decide how I feel about myself. It's not someone else's job to like me. That is my job. And it's also my job to like them. And here's the craziest thing ever, and I really want you to trust me on this. When you start really standing boldly in who you are and really doing the hard work of really liking yourself and really managing your own mind and your own emotions, the most amazing, magical things will happen. Now I have a network of people that blows my mind to think about, and they're always just a phone call away. These are like Forbes people that are always willing to help me. I have the most amazing, amazing friendships. And that was something I really struggled with, having good friends. And it was because I was struggling with myself. I've had so many magical experiences happen because of people. And I really, really believe that it's because of charm. Learning the art of charm, learning how to really feel confident and connected and captivating and captivated in rooms full of people. So if this speaks to you, stay tuned, because coming up next on the podcast, I am revealing the surprising benefits of charm that has made me such a better human being. Take care, and I'll see you in the next podcast. Cheers.